18 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I met a lady the other day, or she met me, and she said, you give very good birthday parties for kids.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I had a fantastic one at the weekend. The kids were just wonderful. We did a delicious stir fry and red velvet cupcakes, which little girls just love. And we also made sushi. Had fun making sushi. It's terrific.
Now, it's school holiday time.
I've got two classes this week which are full, but I need a few more for Friday the 13th.
If you're not suspicious.
So it's Friday week.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Now,
a couple of weeks ago, I was on the Gold Coast, or a few weeks ago, and I went to this cafe where they were serving a raw food lamington slice. Now, I know your mother would turn in her grave if she knew that it was made from organic apples, oranges, cacao powder, vanilla, Celtic salt and coconut. Can you imagine that?
I cannot at all. Neither could my mother.
Anyway, it was absolutely delicious. So I asked the woman who's running the cafe who had made it, and she told me, and it turned out that this woman, Liz Gilbert Grant, was coming to Sydney a few weeks later to give a cooking class, a raw food cooking class in Coogee. So I went along last week, it was Monday night, to the Oneness Cafe, which is in the main road there in Coogee, and sat and watched Liz demonstrating in the class. She certainly turned on a banquet, a raw food banquet. There were so many dishes. She started with a green smoothie, which she made with kale and parsley, with just a little bit of water and a frozen banana to give it sweetness. I think she might have added a little bit of honey as well. And there was a little girl sitting opposite me, a 13-year-old girl called Georgia. She drank the whole thing, and she ate every single vegetable that was put in front of her. The banquet went on. It included a raita, which was a cashew-based dip. She did vegetable dip. Then she did marinated Asian vegetables with rice. And do you know how she made the rice?
No.
She made it with cauliflower and walnuts. And the most interesting thing for me, though, was the zucchini pasta, which she made with a spiralizer. You put the raw zucchini into this little machine and turn it around, and it comes out all these different shapes, but they came out in ribbons this time. And look, it was really fantastic, fascinating. What I noticed was that all through the class, Liz depended on her Thermomix, which is the state-of-the-art kitchen appliance. And as I said, to make the noodles and the spaghetti out of the vegetables, she used what's called a spiralizer.
Okay, well now, please explain, what's a Thermomix?
Look, that is the absolute state-of-the-art appliance to have in the kitchen at the moment. They're worth about $2,000. You can't buy them in the shops. You really need to go along to sort of one of those Tupperware-style parties to get hold of one. But you probably won't believe this either, but a Thermomix will weigh, blend, chop, beat, mix, emulsify, mill, knead, cook, stir, steam and melt. The only thing it won't do is do the washing up for you.
Did you say they cost $2,000?
Yes, $2,000, yep.
I thought I read that they'd sold something like 27,000 in Australia last year.
Well, there must be some people around with a lot of money, hey?
Indeed, indeed.
Now, look, I wouldn't be using a Thermomix in my cooking class for kids because I can't imagine that most people have them at home, and it's not fair to teach, kids things with appliances that they don't have. But even so, Liz was using it in this raw food class, and it worked very well for her.
Goodness me.
I think that this whole appliance thing's gone crazy ever since Heston Blumenthal's been on television and with the advent of MasterChef. In fact, I believe that in Melbourne, there's a couple, Andrew Scott and his wife Selena, over the past 5 years, they've spent $10,000 on kitchen appliances, including a vacuum packer, a sous vide bath, a blowtorch, a high-speed Vitamix blender, a pressure cooker, a chocolate tempering device and an ice cream maker. Oh, and a smoking gun. Of course, a smoking gun. You must have one of those.
What is it? What's a smoking gun?
Oh, dear. It's a handheld device that produces cool smoke but does not heat or cook the food. Can you see me using that in the kids' cooking class?
It's all gone crazy.
Oh, it's ridiculous. $10,000 on kitchen appliances. Look, last week in the cooking class, I got down my copper bowl and we hand-beat the egg whites with a whisk. And really, quite frankly, I think that they're the sort of things that kids need to know. They need to know how to cook things from scratch, not with all this nonsense.
Do you have a recipe for us?
I have a recipe for you from the cook's garden for a delicious herb polenta. Now, this is not raw food, but it uses lots of fresh vegetables like mushrooms and capsicums and lots of herbs. And actually, there's it's a lovely mixture of polenta with buttermilk and butter and eggs, and you put it in the oven and bake it. Absolutely delicious.
On your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
And also availabilities for Friday week the 13th for the kids' cooking classes.
Yes, so all those details on my webpage.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.